It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. This is a compact Friday edition. Hope you all had a good week. Today is June 2nd, 2023. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Do not miss an episode. And always click on those things that help the show. We really need you. All right. The only birthday we have for you today is Wayne Brady. He hits the big 5-0 today. Happy birthday to Wayne. Pretty funny dude. Also on this day in history, in 1968, Helen Keller died in Westport, Connecticut. Pretty amazing woman, Helen Keller was. Wow. In 1907, aviation engineer and pilot Frank Whittle, who invented the jet engine, was born. Yeah, I'm glad he was born. Jets are amazing. 1926, Marilyn Monroe was born in Los Angeles. Wow, she grew up right in the right spot for what she did as a career. And in 2009, Conan O'Brien became the host of The Tonight Show and then left in less than a year after starting. I forget, was that when, that was 2009? I forget. They gave the job to someone else. It was a big ordeal. He ended up getting a nice check out of it. But he went on to have a cable television show shortly after that. All right, we've got breaking news. Mike Pence, former vice president of the United States, will not face charges in classified documents probe. All right, Pence plans to announce his run for president in just a few days. I don't know why. That 70s show actor Danny Masterson found guilty of 2 counts of rapé. What I want to know is, this was like 15 years ago, these accusations. Where's the evidence? He was involved in the Church of Scientology, as were these women. But I didn't hear anything of any evidence other than their stories. And I looked into statutes, and there's like a 3-year statute of limitations for rapé in California. So I don't know how this is working out here. I personally think you need some evidence, whether it be DNA, audio, video, something. It's a little disturbing to me. Biden says Sweden will soon join NATO at U.S. airport address. Is this the one where he busted his ass tripping over a sandbag? Look, dude's too old to be the president. I'm sorry. He is. Leave politics aside. He's just too old. You have to be 35 to be the president, right? So there is such thing as being too young, but there's no such thing as being too old. I think we need to put a cap on it at 80, right? So that means you wouldn't be able to run unless you're 72 or younger. Sorry. He's just falling down steps, going up to the airplane, falling off bikes. It's getting embarrassing. This one from CNN. Why swearing is a sign of intelligence. Helps manage pain and more. I knew I should have been swearing this whole time. Damn it. Honestly, it sounds to me like people pushing weakness on society. Look, swearing is a weakness. I don't care what you say. It's foul language. Anything foul is bad. So foul language, you know, it's a weakness if you do it. But it is what it is. I just think there's everything that's like foul in life. These people are like, yes, it's okay. You know what? You're actually strong for doing these things. So soon you're going to be able to just like rip one right in someone's face. That's not bad. That you're intelligent for ripping one right in someone's face. Yeah. See how that works out? Oh, things are getting scary. You know what time it is, folks? That's right. It's time for some good news. Got an action-packed day today in my personal life, so had to cut this one a little short. But before we get to this good news story, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Don't miss our episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And click on subscribe. You got to do that. All right, this one from good old Good News Network. This one's hot off the press. Came out yesterday. Rare all-white panda spotted again in China. The only one of its kind in the world. They believe its age is around 5 or 6 years old. It has been spotted before a few years ago, and I believe I remember that story. But I'm glad it's still alive because I want this panda. I don't even want a dog anymore. I just want this panda, seriously. I just want it to like lay down in my living room and I can lean up against it and watch TV. You know what I mean? Just like play with its ear. You know, I don't know. It sounds like an awesome pet. I'm going to see what I can do. Folks, that is the episode for the day. I hope you all have an awesome weekend. And don't be dumb and go out drinking and driving. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. You don't want to injure someone and have that weighing on you the rest of your life. You do not want that. So just don't let it happen. Call rideshare. Be safe. And until our next episode on Tuesday, keep kicking ass in your life and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.